Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave, old-school D&B swing blueprint in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way a lot of classic jungle energy actually happens, by resampling your own groove and turning it into something warmer, dirtier, and more played. The goal here is not just to make things sound lo-fi, it's to make the loop feel like a record. You want movement, pressure, swing, and tape-style grit that still hits hard on a system. That means the drums and bass have to breathe together, the groove has to feel slightly human, and the dirty layer has to support the rhythm instead of smearing it. So start simple. Don't begin with a huge, overproduced mix. Build a plain 8-bar drum and bass loop first. Keep one drum track and one bass track. On the drums, aim for the classic foundation. Kick on the downbeat. Snare on 2 and 4 and a break or ghost layer filling the spaces. On the bass, keep the MIDI very simple at first. One or two notes per bar is enough. In old school D&B, the power comes from the relationship between the drums and bass, not from stacking a million ideas on top. Use stock Ableton devices only. A basic chain like drum bus, saturator, and EQ8 on the drums is plenty to shape the tone. On the bass, operator, wave eatable, or a sampled bass patch will do the job. Then clean it up with EQ and a little saturation if needed. Keep the sub controlled. Keep it mono. Let the groove stay open. What to listen for here? The snare should already feel dominant before you add the grit, and the bass should leave space for the kick instead of sitting on top of everything. If the loop feels too tidy, that's fine. Actually, that's useful. We want something stable enough to print, then disturb in a controlled way. Now let's talk about swing. Old school swing is not random. It usually comes from a break that's slightly late in some spots, a little early in others, and breathing with ghost notes and hats. In Ableton's clip view, gently nudge a few hits by hand instead of hard quantizing everything. Move some ghost notes a few milliseconds late. If the groove feels sleepy, pull a kick slightly ahead. If you're using a break sample, try not to over-edit every transient. A little unevenness is the point. Why this works in D&B is simple. The dance floor wants forward motion, but jungle energy comes from rhythmic instability that still repeats in a predictable phrase. That little asymmetry is what makes the loop feel alive instead of machine perfect. At this point, build the bass as a short, repeatable phrase with room to move. Don't make it busy just because the genre is fast. Keep it short. Think one bar or two bars, with a root note and one or two passing tones. Leave pockets for the drums. Let the bass answer the kick and snare instead of stepping over them. If you want that classic rave and jungle edge, split it into two layers. Keep the sub clean and mono with a sine or triangle style source, and let the mid layer carry the attitude. A detuned saw or Reese layer works well there. Roll the mids off below roughly 120 to 150 Hz, so the low end stays solid. The sub should be disciplined. The motion should live mostly in the mid-range. What to listen for now? Does the bass leave a pocket around the snare, and does the low end stay stable when the note changes? If the bass feels too static, don't rush to add more notes. Try changing note length, octave, or the timing of one note first. In D&B, placement often matters more than quantity. Now comes the important move. Print the groove. Create a new audio track, set it to resampling, arm it, and record the 8-bar loop. You're not finishing yet. You're making a printed version you can treat like tape. This is a big decision point. If the MIDI groove already feels right, print it. If it still feels awkward, fix the timing first. Resampling is not a cure for weak phrasing. A really good habit here is to keep a clean reference bounce and a dirty working bounce. The clean one tells you whether the groove actually improved. The dirty one is where you push the character. That way, you don't over-edit the life out of the loop. Once it's printed, take that audio and build your tape-style grit layer. Start gently. A chain like EQ8, saturator, maybe a light drum bus, and EQ8 again can do a lot. You can also use auto-filter for movement if you want a filtered intro or transition version. The main idea is to create warm distortion, not crushed noise. As a starting point, try saturator drive around 2 to 4 dB, maybe a little higher if the loop still reads clearly. Use soft clip if it helps. If the resampled break gets too spitty, tame some harshness around 3 to 6 kHz. If the top gets fizzy, a small high shelf reduction around 8 to 12 kHz can help. If the loop sounds exciting alone, but weak with the rest of the track, cut more low end from the printed layer and keep only the mid-range character. What to listen for here? The loop should feel thicker and closer, not just louder. The break should still groove, even after it gets dirtier. If the kick loses punch or the snare loses crack, back off the drive. Don't force it. Now let's make it musical. Chop the resampled audio into useful pieces. Think in phrases, not random edits. Pull out the main groove, a fill, and a turnaround. In Ableton, you can use warp markers and clip editing to isolate a snare hit, a kick plus ghost note section, or a little hat flurry. Then arrange those slices across your 8 bars. A simple structure works really well. Core groove for the first 2 bars, a small variation in bar 3, a filler reverse chop in bar 4, then repeat the core groove for bars 5 and 6. Bring in a bass variation or drum cut in bar 7 and use bar 8 as the turnaround. That last bar is where you can drop the bass out for half a bar and let a chopped hit or reverse wash bring the next phrase back in. That tiny gap is classic. It creates impact without needing huge effects. And that's really the heart of this style, phrase clarity. DJs and dancers need to feel where the loop begins and ends, and resampled chops give you that old record-like movement while keeping the arrangement mixable. If the chopped audio starts getting messy, consolidate the best one-bar idea and build from there. Sometimes one excellent loop is better than trying to force 6 different variations. Keep it tight. Keep it intentional. Now make a choice about the grit. Do you want the dirty resampled layer to live under the whole drop, or only show up for transitions and fill moments? If you keep it on all the time, you get a more constant Warnin identity. If you use it only at phrase ends and before drops, it works like punctuation. Both are valid. A lot of strong old-school DNB tracks use a subtle always-on layer plus a more obvious dirty chop for switch-ups. This is also a great place for one quiet professional trick. Keep the printed groove dry and use space only on the chopped fills. That makes the main loop feel close and physical, while the fills briefly bloom. If everything is wet, nothing feels like an event. Before you move on, check the loop in context. Don't just solo the dirty layer forever. Bring the kick, snare, and sub back in together and judge it as a full pocket. Ask yourself, does the snare still lead the groove, or did saturation flatten it? Does the sub still feel centered and stable, or did the resample smear the low end? If the low end feels cloudy, keep everything below about 120 Hz effectively mono. Make sure the sub stays on a clean mono source and high pass the resampled grit layer so it never competes with the foundation. The cool part is usually not the entire signal. It's the character sitting above the bass, somewhere in the 200 Hz to 5 kHz range. Now add one automation pass. Just one. Don't pile on 100 moving parts. A good move might be an auto filter opening across the build and snapping back for the drop, or a small rise and saturator drive in the last bar of the phrase, or a short reverb send on a chopped snare before the turnaround, then dry again at the drop. Keep the range meaningful but not huge. If the automation just makes the loop busier, scale it back. Why this matters in DNB is because tension gets stronger when most of the elements stay disciplined. One controlled movement can feel bigger than a bunch of flashy ones. To finish, think like a DJ and a producer at the same time. Give the intro some space so it can mix in. Let the drop land quickly. Leave room in the outro so it can mix out. A useful old-school structure could be a filtered intro, a full 16-bar drop, a short breakdown or tension bar, and then a second drop that's a little dirtier or a little more active. For the second drop, don't reinvent the whole thing. Change one or two things. Maybe add a higher octave bass answer. Maybe swap the fill on bar 8. Maybe open the hats a little. Maybe bring in a different snare chop. That's enough. In this style, evolution comes from texture, phrasing, and controlled roughness, not from constantly adding more layers. And here's the encouraging part. If your loop feels solid at low volume, you're on the right track. If the snare still tells you where the bar is, and the bass still reads as a shape instead of a blur, then the foundation is working. That means the grit is doing its job instead of carrying the whole track. So here's the recap. Build the groove first. Keep the sub clean and mono. Let the mid-range carry the grit. Resample the loop once you know it feels right. Use the printed audio to create swing, chops, fills, and tape-style character. Check every dirty layer in context with the drums and bass, and make one strong 8-bar phrase before you get lost in details. Your practice move is simple. Build one 8-bar old-school DNB loop using only stock Ableton devices. Resample it once, create one chopped or filtered variation, automate one meaningful movement, and keep the sub clean while the grit stays above it. If you've got time, make a clean version and a dirtier performance version. That's a really smart workflow. Try the homework challenge right after this. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and trust the groove. That's where the classic jungle feel starts to come alive.